It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
There we go. There we go.
Hey. What happened to the claps? Happy birthday.
What you mean the claps?
Turn up cause it's your day. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
What you mean the claps? Oh, let me turn up the volume. Hey, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's all good.
Loud and clear. It's not my birthday, but.
Oh, let me turn it up just a little bit.
Hey.
I'm gonna take you out to eat. It's your birthday. Hey.
Who is this again?
Hey. They this guy named like Ball Hogan, something like that.
Yeah.
Ball Hogan.
Yeah. I know you feeling good. Ain't nobody killing vibes. Young Ball Hog.
This is. Hey, what are we on? This episode number what? This episode number 4. All right, cool. Little secret of the trade. We had to hit y'all with a double header. Hit you with a double header.
Two nights in a row, baby.
All right, for sure. We got a really good episode today. I believe it's a really good episode. So let me actually turn this down just a little bit. Are you ready to get into this?
I am ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Are you really ready?
I'm ready.
All right, for sure.
Better quit looking at me like that.
Hey, y'all said I was name dropping, but you know, Crack told me we be on some sexual shit.
Wait,
we might have
fact,
to tone it down.
The fact that they called you an informant.
Hey,
was
look,
hilarious.
Hold up. Yeah. So, Ball Hog Beats, aka Ron G. Look, hey, I gotta inform on these kids right now. They tried to say I was on some informant type swag on episode number 2. Where would they get this from?
You was name dropping like a bug.
Informer.
Man, all he needed was like first and last name. He was dropping y'all real names, y'all stage names. I was like, dang.
Hey, the people gonna get to know him though. That's all good.
Yeah. FBI was like, wait, hold on.
All right, come on, let's get it. Whatever. All right, so look. I got a little episode for her. Let me let my boys come through.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Lord. That is funny. What you got?
We got a confession episode. And it's not me. It's not me.
You know, look.
You know what?
You got some stuff to tell me.
Nah. This is a confessionary episode. I guess I've been talking to you, and this is an intervention thing. And I just had to bring this to the people and then bring this to you because it may be some other people out there that's experiencing the same thing. And I think you have a problem. All right. So she's an avid IG supporter. She's an avid IG supporter. No matter how many times she gets burnt, no matter how many times that it's not successful, she still supports. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That can be considered good, but I don't.
Determined. That's the word.
You're determined to make it work.
See?
Even if you got to spend money to do it, you're determined to make it work.
Man.
I'm not that person. And I think that I got some supporting facts. I got a lot of stuff that comes with the picture. Like, I'm okay with supporting businesses and in particular black businesses. I'm very supportive. But man, I got beef with the IG hairdressers, and I don't get my hair done. This one does. The nail technicians and IG chefs, man.
Listen, I think I've said it in almost every episode at this point. I love food, and that one is more heartbreaking than anything, surprisingly. You would think that hair would be number one, but getting burnt with these food places is hurtful.
And it's a consistent thing, too. It's not...
It's becoming consistent.
It's
like
very
at first
consistent.
It was just like hit or miss. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe not. Let me try somebody else. And then, you know, they might be good. And then I go to someone else and I get hit again. I'm just like, dude. See, I use Instagram as like the new modern newspaper. Remember, you used to kind of like look to newspapers for wanted or, you know, hair stylists and things like that. So Instagram is my new place to look for food and hair, nails, all of that. And then I just go and it's I've been child. I've been in a nail shop for 19 hours, untouched for 16 of them.
So I'm kind of hit or miss with the Yelp. Like, I kind of like the concept of Yelp, but I feel like Yelp. Most people use it just to complain.
Yeah.
So if you go on there and you're expecting to get some honest feedback, mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to run into somebody that just had a bad day. Most people don't really show love.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard to go out of your way to show love. Most people go out of their way when they're upset.
Yeah.
So I look at Yelp and everything like that with a grain of salt.
I look at the elite Yelpers. Yeah. The elite Yelpers. They, you know, they've had thousands of Yelp reviews that they do. So I take that into accountability for these places. But yeah, I love Yelp. Yelp is my go-to for food and things like that. So, yeah, I get you.
Yelp for food, for sure. Certain businesses, I don't know. I don't know if I trust it completely. But, so, basically, I got something I wanted to get into specifically with that. Now, the first thing I did want to say is that this is not a knock on, well, a lot of the businesses that we're going to be talking about today are Black businesses, of mm-hmm. course. And it's kind of the market that we're in right over here. Yeah. It's not a knock on Black businesses, but...
Yeah, because y'all still my family.
I just feel like...
We just distant cousins at this point. I still love y'all, but y'all done put a sour little taste in my mouth to where I got to keep y'all at a distance now.
We got to do better. Hey, what's old boy that was doing that on IG? Like, it's some cool stuff on IG, but oh boy, man, I used to like them videos.
Man, start with an R.
All I know is that we got to do better.
Yeah.
We for sure got to do better. Yeah. And it's a couple of different areas, and that ranges from not the quality. It's certain things that's going to happen in regular business, like... Sometimes it's going to be busy. There's going to be delays. I don't have beef with like the delays and stuff like that. Yeah. It's more on the customer service area.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no real big room for error when it comes to customer service.
Yeah. To me, okay. I had someone who I thought was going to be my go-to hairstylist, right? I was messing with her probably. She was probably one of the longest running hairstylists that I had, about a year or two. And I loved her. Like, we bonded and things of that nature. And then one day, on her stories, she had gotten on a jet or something like that the night before my hair appointment, right? Mm. Let's just start there. She was getting on the plane, not off.
Okay.
She was getting on.
Okay.
And doing I'm just things. Thinking, like, you know, I got a hair appointment at 10 o'clock in the morning the next day. You know, what's about to happen. So I was like, okay, whatever. You on a private jet. So I know you can get there and get back. No biggie.
That's the IG success life.
Man. Mind you, I call her. Everything good. She was like, I'm dropping my child off at school. I'll be there at this time. I was like, cool. Around 9:15, she's like, okay, I'm still running late. Da, 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 da. 9:30, 9:45. My car stalled. Okay, cool. Your car stalled. I'm still waiting on the beauty supply to open. Honestly, they open at 10. So get my hair. Get me a little snack. Sitting in my car waiting. 10:30 rolls. My appointment's at 10. 10:30 rolls, 11 o'clock rolls. I'm like, you know, hey, what's going on? Oh, my car's still messing up, but, you know, I'm here. Cool. 12 o'clock goes. I just go to my mom's. 2 o'clock comes around. 4 o'clock comes around. She done posted pictures talking about she got available slots.
Whoa.
Baby, you got available slots? You ain't even filled the slot that you got right now.
Whoa.
So I hit her up. And I was like, you know, you could have just let me know what was going on if you needed to reschedule next day, things of that nature. I'm very, you know, at that time I was flexible. I had nothing to do, so I could have pushed it back. I wasn't working or nothing.
Yeah.
So then she tells me, because I was like, sis, you could have just hit me up and da da da. So she hit me back with the sis. My car was da 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 da. I said, oh. Okay, she said, but I'm available at some day, sometime, whatever. Wait, she said. I didn't even respond.
So it wasn't an error.
Yeah, no, there was no error. Because my thing is, you still telling me that you're going to make my appointment, but you haven't let me know, okay, I'm up and running. My car is running. Okay. I'm good.
So what time come was in. The original appointment?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. And what time was it when she's posting the post?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Had y'all communicated at that point?
Pacific Standard Time.
Had y'all... Had there been any communication at that point?
No, sir. By the time she told me her car was still messing up, that was like 11 something.
Yeah.
About 10, 11 something. And no communication between that time. I just so happened to see her little red circle around her name, clicked on her story. She She talking about she available.
Yeah.
I still got the text messages, so don't, you know, you just so happen to see my... Yeah. Don't be trying.
We're not going to say no names. Yeah. We ain't going to say no names. Yeah. We ain't going to knock nobody. Yeah. But
I love you.
It's a common thing. It's starting to feel like a common thing because I know that's not your only experience. She didn't have a few experiences that I personally had to deal with. Like, we had trips that we were going to take, a couple birthdays,
yes,
different things planned, and these appointments.
Nothing hurts me more than somebody fucking up my birthday.
Don't
I think he can
it.
Attest to that.
Do not get into
Do
it.
Do not fuck with me on my birthday. It's an issue.
That's true.
So,
that's
yeah,
true. That's facts.
I had a beautiful lady. I just was like, I love her work. I can't wait to get in her chair. Booked the appointment before my birthday. I've learned from her to never book the day before your birthday. You better book at least 2 to 3 business days before your birthday because you might need a fallback plan. So I book with her. She forgets, or she says style seat messed up her appointment. Okay. So she tries to squeeze me in, quote unquote. Mind you, I'm there for my appointment. I left work early. Left work early. My appointment was at 2:00. She didn't finish my hair until 2:00 in the morning the next, you know. So, you know, she sent her apologies, all this stuff. I was like, okay, you know, things happen. Style seat must have did something wrong. I booked with her again months later. She was like, I promise you next time I'm going to be here, be on time, everything.
Nope, 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 nope.
Next appointment that I booked with her, appointment is at 10:00. I call her. She not answering. She ends up calling me back, groggy to the mug. Hello. I said, hi. I'm just calling to let you know that I'm outside of your salon. And, you know, our appointment's at 10 and it's
That was the fake voice, first off.
Mm-hmm.
First off, she put...
Yeah. She
goes, yo, what's good?
No. She tried to make it seem like she wasn't in bed.
Nah.
She was trying to cover it up.
Oh, so it was
she
the opposite.
Was trying to cover it
okay,
up.
For sure, for sure. That's smart. That's smart.
I could hear the comfort through the phone.
Okay, too comfortable.
Yeah, I could hear the comforter, the pillow, all of that. I could hear it in the phone. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Home Goods is over here. I got things that I can do. Went to Home Goods. I was like, I'm going to give her an hour. She got an hour. And don't come with your hair not your hair, but your ass ain't washed and stuff like that. I've had hairdressers come to me, shit all in your eyes and stuff like that. That's just, I can't fuck with that. So I said, I'm going to give her an hour. She calls me at 11:15. I've already spent her money at Home Goods, baby. I'm gone. I'm in my car. I'm gone. I spent that $150.
Wait, is that the one? Is that the situation where you ended up getting charged at the end of the day?
And she charged me.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
She gave me a no-show fee.
That's crazy.
She was late.
See, and okay, so I don't have a lot of beef on the hairdresser side or the nail technician side, of course.
Oh, don't get me
but
into these nails.
On food, and you know what? I could go specific with the IG chefs because, man, y'all really got to step it up. But it's a couple businesses out here in particular, a few local businesses. And you know which one I'm talking about in particular.
Yeah.
But it's just bad service all around to the point to where I feel some businesses think that it's a privilege for you to spend your money with them.
Yeah.
Like we owe that business something, or sometimes they get too comfortable with their success and they stop really valuing each customer.
Yeah,
I think that the biggest thing that most of these businesses need to understand is that the return business is where you get your most value, where you
and
get your
referrals,
and then also expansion. You can't be content with this location being successful and then that just being it.
Yeah.
So a lot of places get comfortable, and I think that's one of the things.
Or they become unprofessional to the point where they have mixed business with pleasure. Like, unfortunately,
family members working in the kitchen and the register.
Yeah. I've had a situation where I had a specific handyman do all my work. I was referring him to my mom, to my brother, everybody. Anytime I needed something, he was coming. And unfortunately, I had to cut ties because he tried to take things too personal. And I'm just like, you know, keep your money flowing. You don't sit there and let a pretty face
get your business
messed up. Don't do it.
Get that money.
It's not worth it.
Get that money.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. So one of the main factors that I see with a lot of these businesses is they don't have a lot of organization. So I know that every business gets busy. Sometimes you get behind on certain orders. Losing orders on multiple occasions, that's a bad thing. And like I said, I don't really trust Yelp, but when a majority of people are saying the same thing, then it's time for that business to step in and do something about it.
Yeah.
So the person at the register, that's the first thing right there. You got to acknowledge the people. Like, if I'm standing at the register, you just had an experience like that. Yes. And this was with a bigger company. So it's not just the small companies that do this. But if you are a small company and you want to become major, these are the key little things to look into.
Yeah.
Make sure you acknowledge your guests.
Please.
That's very important.
Please.
Acknowledge your guests, especially when I'm at the register.
Yes, I'm right there. Oh, I know which one you talk about. Oh, child, honey, please look. I was standing right in front of her and she completely ignored me to the point where I picked up my phone and I called her ass. And she said, well, where are you? I said, right in front of you.
Yeah.
She was looking, her body is positioned this way, but she looking this way. I said, no. Turn your head. I'm right in front of you.
Yeah. So
I'm right here and you can't even look up and say, hey, miss, you know, give me 1 minute.
Yeah, no, that's that's funny because like me, even if I'm the person working there, I'm a kind of look at you kind of funny. But at the end of the day, she was the one that messed up.
Yes,
and that's funny. That's funny as hell that you did that though. But the one of the topics that I want to say to these people that are working on the front lines: check your attitude. Check your attitude.
See, when you go on, I talk about my girl ego, and when I'm saying girl ego, I've named my ego like. It that's the name. You know what I'm saying? Check your ego. Check it at the door. Be professional. Understand that there's no one in competition with you, baby. You got a job. Understand that you have a job and you want to keep that job and you do not want to mess up your establishment or having your boss look at you some sort of kind of way over your ego.
Well, they don't even care. I think that's what it is. They don't even care how the boss looks. And that's probably due to the first step of hiring family members or whatnot. They probably feel like their job is already guaranteed.
Secure, huh?
They feel too comfortable.
That makes sense.
So maybe that's one of the steps. You're feeling a little bit too comfortable.
Yeah.
But after it goes from checking your attitude, I think we also have to get into, you got to represent your owner.
Yes.
Represent your black owner.
Yes.
Because a lot of the times we don't see the face, we don't see the owner of the company, but we see the representative. Mm-hmm. And that representative goes a million miles for you. Like when people Yelp, they're Yelping about that person, not about the person that's putting their hard-earned money into the business.
Yeah.
So I think that one of the biggest things with small companies is hiring and firing fast.
Yeah.
Get rid of the problems.
Yeah.
Get rid of the
problems. And the beautiful thing about that is when you nip that in the bud, you show the others that I have low tolerance for this. You can be in here and as long as I can sniff out that bad seed, I'm nipping you out. And now it has the other ones that be trying to do the same things that you're doing. It's like, oh, My job means too much for me. Let me get my act right.
For real. Get you somebody that will represent your brand. Get somebody that actually cares about this succeeding. Yeah. And it's a couple ways to make people want to care about it. So that kind of starts with maybe you can do some type of incentive for your employees. Mm-hmm. So a happy employee is pretty big. If you're with a small company and you are employing family members, make sure that they feel like they're a part of the program so they can kind of contribute to your success.
Yeah. And it's important to learn your employees. It's just like having a baby. You want to learn your employees and learn what they're strong in. Also learn their likes. So when you give them incentives, you're giving them something that they like, especially when it's a small company. You know, you got about 10, 15 people. You talk to them or when you have them fill out a form or something like that, you tell them, you know, list some of your likes, you know, that way when things happen, boom, you like Starbucks. Here you go. I saw what you was doing.
Oh, a little gift card here and there. That's pretty dope. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, it's one of the funnier things too that I've seen. And I know you've probably seen this before. A lot of people actually probably seen this. When you go on to Yelp and then you see somebody with a complaint or a couple people with a complaint and then you see owner of the business with a response.
Yes.
And it's a snarky response.
Oh my goodness. The nice nastiness of a boss
Yeah, man. You know how they say the corporate email, you send your corporate email, the little ghetto joint? Yeah. I see people trying to do that on Yelp and it just don't work out sometimes.
Man.
I think it's better to just go ahead and ignore certain things because people ain't gonna always say the most positive stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're going to address it, don't go in there and start explaining yourself. Either try to make it right or just ignore it overall.
Yeah. Definitely.
And also, not everybody's trying to
take accountability.
Not everybody's trying to scam you.
Yeah.
Not everybody's trying to scam you. There are some scammers. There are going to be some people that's going to come in with some fake complaints trying to get a free meal.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, treat every situation unique. And then when you go into it, kind of analyze, determine what you want to do. If you want to give them a free meal the next time, so I'm like, I don't know. Whatever the situation is, just handle it. Get that return business, because at the end of the day, if you don't got the customer retention, then it's not going to be successful.
Personality and being personal with a customer is important as well. Because one thing that I've learned with customer service is that I hate the word I'm sorry. I cannot stand that word. I can't stand that word when I call in and I'm like, you know, there's an error on my bill and yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, I'm sorry, Miss yada, yada, yada. It's like, dude.
I'm going to break out your government.
Thank you.
That ain't going to be your government for long, no way. But hey. All right, keep going.
But there are other words that you can use. Doesn't have to be I'm sorry. You can be personal.
Yeah.
You can put your empathy in there. That's big. And like with I had a nail tech a few years ago. I had to unfortunately let her go because, number one, I stuck with her because she took 4 hours to do my nails, but she did some good work. So I'm willing to risk 4 hours of my day to sit with you and let you do my nails. But you cannot run late. Like, you can't run late and then take 4 hours.
You have no idea.
God. I didn't have
so many nights waiting for you. And that's with nails. Just think about the hair. Waiting for her to come home or actually, like, I'm on the way home from work and having to pick up dinner. And then we got to go do something with the kid. Yep. It's stressful. So, nail technicians and hairdressers, for me, please, like, stay on schedule.
Take time into accountability.
Think about the man at home. You know we don't like to do this too often. No, I'm joking.
But the thing is like time, you can't get it back. You can't get my time back, so don't waste it. Learn how to say, okay, I wasted some of your time. Let me give you a discount. And, hello, tip. Let me give y'all a tip for all the ladies that are going to get your hair done and things of that nature, your nails and all of this. Let me let you know something. If they take a video of your hair, a video of your nails, that is their tip. And I'm letting you know right now, because I'm giving you free promo. You get what I'm saying? I'm helping you promote your business. Without me, there's no promotion.
Yeah.
So either if you're running late and you take a video of my hair, you don't get no tip, baby. You don't get no tip.
Hey.
I just promoted you. Without me, there is no you. So understand that.
That's pretty slick. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my beef is still in food. My beef is still within food. I'm a foodie. So it's a couple places that we try some of these IG food trucks. Some of them hit, you know, I'm not going to say no names again because I'm not going to say the bad ones either. But we got some garlic noodles one time.
Yeah.
And I like cup of noodles. I love cup of noodles.
I like noodles.
Hey, if you're going to charge prices, I don't want to be eating the top ramen.
I'm so mad that you
want,
said that.
I don't want top ramen if I'm spinning.
With every bite, I just tasted top ramen.
It tastes like top ramen. And it's like, yo, I'm not trying to hype up. Yeah, let me just skip that because I was going to hype up a business, but I ain't going to even do that. But yeah, if you're charging free prices, I expect your quality to be on that level. I expect your service to be on that level. And yeah, that's all I have to say about
Can
that.
Can I shout out my place? Let me shout out Sweet Red Peach Baby, because I'm going to
tell you right now.
I'm going to send this to her so she can see it, baby. Look, hopefully this hopefully this podcast goes viral and stuff, because baby girl, from day one, from the time I was pregnant with my son, I have been rocking with you, and you have not falling off, not in the least bit. If
sweet
anything,
red
you have
peach.
Gotten better and better and better. That sweet potato pie, honey, she don't make it often. But that sweet potato pie is fire. Her peach cobbler, fire.
Sweet Red Peach in Inglewood, California.
Yes.
Right off across the street from the Hollywood Park Casino.
Yes.
Right
Google
across
it.
The street from there. Right down the street from the Forum where the new Rams Stadium is about
yes.
to be on Arborvita. And
yes.
is that Prairie? That's Prairie?
Yeah, that's Prairie.
Arborvita and Prairie, Sweet Red Peach.
He wrong. It ain't Arborvita. It's Hardy.
It's Hardy.
It's Hardy and Prairie.
For sure. You a Woody. You an Inglewoodian. All right, little Issa. Little Issa.
Heck yeah.
All right, yeah. But Sweet Red Peach, man, that peach cobbler. Hey, look, the cake, the yellow cake with the chocolate icing.
Any cake.
I'm all for the cakes.
Cake.
I'm all for
Regular
the cakes.
Cake.
I love the cake.
You love the cake? Hey, see?
This you know my style. Look, I say anything to make you smile.
He lying. No, he not.
All right. What else we have for him today? What else we have for him out here? It was one. We kind of went a little bit long on this topic, and we can.
Yeah.
Let's get him one
you
more before
a,
we
yeah,
go.
You had a good heavy hitter. What
you know.
Was it?
All right. Hold on. Let me actually reset this camera, okay. And then we'll go into that.
All right, y'all.
Good booty hour. All right. So we back. All right. So this is. Let's get into this next topic. And this is one that's kind of near and dear to our relationship. Mm. This one is something that I actually had to learn over time. Mm-hmm. And I'm still in the process of learning. But I don't feel like I'm the best communicator. Well, I haven't been the best communicator in the course of our relationship. Shocker.
Tell me more.
Well, let me go into this list right over here and I'll let you know a little bit about myself. All right, so one of the biggest things that whenever I was addressing something inside of our relationship, I don't think that my thoughts were concise. And I think that when I would go into it and if I was explaining something to you and I felt like you weren't understanding me, mm-hmm. then that would lead to me getting a little bit frustrated. And then once I'm frustrated, I'm getting loud and I lost you. Mm-hmm. So my biggest thing was patience with myself. And then also patience with you. And you have a lot of factors as far as why I did get loud too. And maybe you could touch on your stuff too. Cause you know, it's a two way street over here.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? I ain't do it all.
Definitely.
I ain't do it all. But it's a couple things that I had to learn. And it's some things that I'm still working on right now too. So I wrote a couple things down just to make sure I didn't leave anything off. All right, y'all probably saw this in a couple of these episodes already. Mm-hmm. But when we're having a conversation, sometimes, you know, she's addressing how she feels, mm-hmm. and I have to respect that. And I think that in the course of the conversation, I end up cutting her off, trying to get that rebuttal out there. So in the course of cutting her off, I'm not necessarily listening mm-hmm. to what's being said. I'm just listening to respond. So that was...
God is good.
That was huge. That was a huge one for me. I was listening to respond. Getting defensive. Like, that's one big thing, too. And I think I touched on this the last episode, but one of the biggest tips that I've seen or heard, whenever you're trying to relay a message to somebody, especially in a relationship, you want to try to not attack that person. You want to make sure that they don't feel attacked, so... Play the question out in your head. How can I say this to where they won't get defensive, where they don't feel like I'm trying to disrespect them or whatnot? Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things, trying to make sure you get your point across without losing that person.
Yeah.
And it's another thing I'm working on.
And I mean, with time, like I've said in the previous episode, is that me and him got together at a point where we were just teenagers not too long ago. So you get with someone early in your 20s and you don't even know yourself. You don't even realize that you've been programmed because you've been living with your parents and you have their ways of teaching and learning embedded in you. So it takes some time to understand who you are now as an adult and not just your childlike self. And then you're also dealing with childhood traumas and things, triggers everything. So you are now faced with a person that has their own childhood traumas and triggers.
Yeah.
And then you bring a baby into it. It's like, we still two babies having babies. So now it's a beautiful thing when you're saying, let me go ahead and unravel this with you. Yeah. You unravel me, I unravel you. We make this real beautiful.
And I think the biggest part is finding out yourself. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's hard to put the focus on yourself because you always want to look at somebody else as being a problem. And that's part of how you grew up. You know, that's part of the things that you learned. And we never really go through a process of healing from things that we've caused. Mm-hmm. So learning about yourself is, they always say that you should be solo for a while. And being solo is cool, but you got to actually do the work at that time as well.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time I was solo, I never was really solo. Like, I actually was dealing with someone. Whenever I wasn't in a relationship, I was always dealing with somebody. So I never really had time where I was just 100% locked in on a goal or something like that. So figuring out yourself is a big thing. And preventing drama once you do get with someone that you really like.
Yeah, because like is important. Like is stronger than love. I've been telling him that for years. Like, when I like you, I like you. You know what I'm saying? I love you. I can fall out of love. I can ignore you. But if I like you, it's something there. It's something that I don't want to let go. But I've learned as well, like he said, he has always been involved with someone. And I noticed that I was having that same kind of like snowball effect of always being with someone to the point where if I'm with you and it becomes like a longevity thing, I want to run away, because then I realize I want to be by myself. Like, I'm big on isolation. I like alone time. I just like to run from what they say. They say I run. So whenever I get caught and things get too hard, my first thing is to run. So I had to learn, like, you know, if you keep running from everything, you're not going to learn. Sit down, sit still in it, wallow in it, understand it, and then you're going to grow. You're going to catch something and be like, okay, that's what it is. Let me tweak that about myself.
So you're starting to listen, right?
That's what
it sound like.
A little bit.
It sound like you're trying to take some notes.
A little bit.
That's what's up. All right. So this was one of the biggest things that I didn't do. So a lot of the time when we would address something, I would get hot. I would be like, yo, nah, I'm getting my points out. I'm getting my points across. You trying to get your point across. We both trying to understand each other. But it's like, at a certain point, you need to take a step back. At a certain point, you need to drop the conversation, clear your head, and then come back when you're more calm. And that's something that I rarely did, because I always, like, every time we would take a space apart, I would be sitting there and I'd just be playing stuff in my head, and I'd be like, damn, I think of something to say, like, damn, I wish I would have said that. You know what I'm saying? So you start thinking about things that you should have said, and it's like, damn, nah, I need to get this off. One thing about me too is that I never wanted to go into multiple days of the same drama.
And I love that about you.
I want to handle it right away.
Yeah. I love that about you. I know it may come as a surprise right now, but that was always a thing for me. Like, I used to tell people, like, you know, he always tries to end the day with us getting over that and going into a new day without that. And see, for me, I'm more stubborn in a sense of, nope, I don't want to squash this right now. Then you sit back and you think, you be like,
life is
who
short.
Who wants to keep carrying that on? And I'm still working on it.
One of the things that I'm kind of big on right now, and I'm not one of them chakra people, but energy, carrying that energy, it takes a lot to remember why you were mad. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to, it weighs on you. So when you're carrying on, holding on to this stuff, and you, the only way you can stay mad is if you replay it in your head and you keep telling yourself, yo, this person tried to play me. Yo, mm-hmm. So it's better to get that out. And I'm not a real negative person. Like, I'm pretty positive, and I like to smile. I like to laugh, you know, going through my day and all that. Mm-hmm. But I don't carry on that negative weight. But it's been times where I probably should have took a step back and just gave it some time, let it kind of boil down, and came back when my thoughts were together. Yeah. When, like I said, when I could have addressed it in a calmer, nicer manner. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're pretty good at it versus me. I don't like to argue, but I also hold things in too much. So I won't argue with you, but I also won't say anything either. So that silent treatment is strong. It gets real cold in here. And that's something I had to learn too, because nobody wants to go through that. Like, could you imagine being with someone, living with someone, and then they're just, you got about 2-3 days in, they still quiet, still ain't saying nothing to you. You say something to them, they just looking. So I had to realize, I don't want nobody doing that to me.
That was the biggest thing that we had to work on, too.
Yes.
That was because she's the type that was shut down. Like, yes. She was shut down and be mad for days. And she can go off. She can walk through the house and be stumping around, trying to acknowledge the baby and all. It's like, yo, I'm not that type of person. I can't fake it.
Yeah.
I can't fake it. So, yeah. And I'm not calling you fake.
No, but I get what you're saying. And that came from learned behavior. Those were things that I saw. So when you understand that a person has these childhood like traumas, mm-hmm. or anything like that, and you just, it's almost like, well, where did it come from? So you have to come, sometimes you have to sit down with that person and say, okay, well, why do you do that? Like, when things get tough, why do you do that? And you just say it in a tone of understanding. I want to understand you. I want to learn you. Is there something that me and you can do during that time? Like, is this your way of crying out for a hug? Like, do you want me to hold you? Do you want me to get you food? Like, it's important to understand and learn your partner if that person is worth it to you and you want to be with that person. It's worth trying to figure them out and learn them.
And I'm going to stress this to my friends that are, you know, trying to find situations, and also to people that are out there that are just looking for a situation. Apply this with a grain of salt, because not every situation, I'm going to stress that again, not every situation is worth trying to hold on to. Mm-hmm. Not every situation is you don't always want to, don't sacrifice your well-being to try to please someone else all the time, unless it's the right person. And I know that's difficult to find out if this person is right or not, but
you
too many
it, right?
issues, too many issues too fast is a big sign. Like, your first freaking 6 months should be honeymoon,
yeah.
honeymoon yeah. phase type stuff.
Honestly, like, we were good a good year and a half. Like, I think we did good until we got hit with milestones. Like, I'm always saying that. Like, when we had the baby, that was something that was, like, a big thing, you know? I've dealt with death. That's also a big thing. So, we don't have too many, like, little issues. Like, I don't care if he's dirty, like, in the house I'm talking about. Like,
dirty.
I've been living with him for 9 years.
And I take showers.
Right, no, you do. But I mean, I don't mind a little clutter here and there. I'm not a you leave the toilet seat up type of girl. Like, I'm none of that. But I'm really big on emotion. They say women are very emotional. So certain things that hit me, having a baby, going through postpartum, no one told me that that mess lasts for years. So I dealt with that for years, and then I got hit with death, and then that was something that was very traumatic for me. So you have to take into accountability what's little and what's big, what you can get over, and, you know, what's worth it. Is it worth being upset that he forgot to get your food? Like,
yeah,
y'all can
sure.
go back and get it. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You can go back, yeah. Or we could share, and then we could figure something
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
but like, having multiple problems early on in that first year, it should be a breeze. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be no type of arguments, but having and I've seen people go through this stuff, like close people to me, where it's shit damn near almost domestic. not like physically, but like arguing. Mm-hmm. Arguing is domestic in my opinion, but mm-hmm. you know, just frequent arguments. And you know, if a female feel like, oh, I gotta check your phone and do this, and you stressing about where you going and all that, and it's only a year in, it's time for you to hang it up.
Yeah.
And dudes too, like, you know, if you got someone that's all over it like that, what are you doing to make her feel that way, for the first thing? Mm-hmm. And secondly, if you can say that you it's nothing or whatnot, then she might be one of the ones you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because it's only going to get worse. Like, that's it's early on, and she's showing true colors that early.
Mm-hmm.
First off, the first year.
Red flags are important. If you got to write them down, write them down. Like, my dad was big on that, and I used to think something was wrong. But I'm saying, if you're dating someone for a year, let's just say you start getting into it, like, the first few months. Maybe jot down what it was that y'all got into it with. And if you got to scale back and kind of look, and it's like, this is repetitive, I'm good. Cut them red flags off.
I feel like the first year, you don't even really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's still when people got their representative up.
Yeah.
That's when they still like mm-hmm. fronting, like they still trying to act like they like things that they don't.
Yeah.
Food and everything. So yeah.
Not me.
You was acting weird with food. I had to make you get adventurous with that.
Yeah. I didn't like sushi. He talking about weird.
You talking, bruh, you black girl and your mama. Yeah. You and your mama didn't like to try anything. It don't matter. It wasn't no just sushi.
It wasn't that I didn't like to try anything. Like I said, if I smell it or it look funny, I'm not messing with it. I'm not messing with oysters and things like that. It took me a while, but that is something you brought out of me. I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy about that.
I had to because I like to eat too much. Mm-hmm. And when we be traveling, when we go to Japan, I want some of that. Well, I use some of that A5.
China.
I want some of that China. All right. So we're not gonna go too deep into this one.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time to get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you think you want to go into it a little bit more?
We got plenty more episodes.
We got plenty more. We could touch on this one again. Yeah. Ladies, gentlemen, everybody,
leave a comment.
Tell me something about, you know, your first year relationship. What's your opinion on that? Mm-hmm. Is it worth it to keep trying? If it's a year in and you're having multiple issues, do you keep it going? Do you let it go? Mm-hmm. How many relationships is okay in what span of time? Yeah. And how much energy should you be putting into those?
Yeah. And I'm also a big advocate of not putting yourself in a box. Please do not watch other people's relationships and hear stories and what you should and should not do and things like that. Live your life.
Yeah, because it's
what
hard.
Works for you. Don't sit here and say, oh, I need this by this time, this age, this. None of that. Do it when it feels
and
right for you.
I never judge relationships by what I see on IG.
Yeah.
Because first off, what I see on IG, period, that's what the people want you to see.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to want you to see them when they're struggling. Nobody's going to want you to see them when they're doing bad. I ain't gonna put up stuff for the most part like that, but for the overall, my story is probably gonna be the most accurate to what's really going on. But at the same time too, everybody's gonna like kind of guess what they got going on.
And once you get to a point where my favorite line is, you have to be honest with yourself before you can tell the truth to anyone else. That means you have to sit in your own truth. You have to tell yourself the truth and really understand, this is who I am as a person. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. And that way you give off that energy to others, to where you're not putting on your representative for anybody. You're not trying to say yes to things that you want to say no to. You're keeping your body and your boundaries strong. You know what I'm saying?
But be open. Ladies, like, man, y'all got y'all ways. Y'all got things that y'all say that y'all won't put up with. And a lot of this stuff is things that you need to experience because you don't even really know what you like. Yeah. You don't even really know what you want. Like, every female try to act like they know what they want, but I'm a big advocate on, you don't even know what you want. And necessarily what you want versus what you need can be two completely different things. So try not to have too many unrealistic goals or expectations because you might be cutting yourself off from some stuff.
But let me counter on some of that. Don't settle. There's too many women that I know that settle because you're afraid that you're never going to find love. You're scared that you're never going to have babies. You're scared you're not going to get married. Do not settle. Do you hear me? Do you hear me talking through my teeth? Do not settle. Understand who you are. Understand what you have and what you offer. Take yourself out of your comfort zone. If you have to meet this person in a different state, if you have to meet this person in a different city, if you have to meet this person in a different country, understand that the world is bigger than where you are. Do not settle.
Yeah, you're right though. You can't be just thinking about the local. It's a lot of people in this world.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that I talk to, and they're just like, I'm not finding anybody. I'm like, well, where are you going? Oh, I don't go out. How you gonna find them?
Everything.
How you gonna find
them?
You gonna find them on Instagram.
Everybody ain't all bad.
Instagram is like the new club. I don't want to find
anybody
on Instagram.
A good thing too, when you talk to somebody, especially early on, you want to know what the expectations are. So first off, don't try to take something too serious that's not meant to be serious. If y'all just, you know, messing around or just hanging out, then that's one thing.
And
y'all need to be clear about that, because if you start feeling like, oh, we talked about this, but nah, it's gonna change into that. If you didn't have that expectation going in, you can't be, don't act surprised.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. Yeah. Just don't
That's
act surprised.
That's what I'm saying. Tell the truth to yourself, because if you meet someone and you're asking for the truth, you want them to be honest with you. And then you're over here like, oh, okay, he said he doesn't really want a relationship. He just wants to hang out and chill. In the back of your mind, you really want a relationship, but it's like, okay, I'm going to play the part so I can like...
See, this is that honesty part that I'm going to get into, though. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, these dudes be lying. They
you
be lying.
Think so?
Man, they be trying to act like they don't catch feelings. I see the homies. I see y'all. They be trying to act like they don't catch feelings or they don't care, but they be heartbroken. They be wanting more than they try to portray.
Do tell.
But I know that some is too busy trying to impress and trying to look like they live in that life to the point to where they'll probably mess up something that they really wanted to pursue.
Gotcha.
So I don't always fall for the, oh, I ain't trying to do this. I'm like, bro, they dudes be lying. Like, they be in their feelings.
Yeah.
They be really loving.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't get in trouble off camera. But, yeah, I'm about to cut this out.
I'm the editor. Remember, I'm the camera editor. So just keep that in mind.
I have dated guys in the past that catch feelings. It's always the ones that be like, oh, no. That indeed catch feelings to where it's like, okay, our time, our chapter has closed and you're still calling or you're still texting and you're still wanting to go on dates. And it's just like, no. So there are men who don't get the truth as well. That's when you also have to remember your boundaries. Don't fall back into something because you don't want to let this person down. If you're not really for that person or you're not interested in that person, let them know. That way it's like, okay.
Yeah, stop trying to get your meals. Stop trying. You broke. Stop.
What meals?
Stop it.
What meals?
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying them. I'm saying them like, yo, you keeping this contact in your phone so you can get a free meal or whatever. Like, chill.
I thought stop that was playing it. For something. But
get some help.
I mean, look, there are some men that are cool for just going out to dinner with, like, you know,
Now y'all getting into the playing field because now you got his expectations on something else. So if you ain't intending on giving up no booty, if you ain't about to give up no booty, then you might want to think about what you're about to do. And I'm not saying that just because somebody take you out on a date that's got to be the expectation. It don't is. Be going in my comments going crazy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you don't see in the future y'all have potential to even get there, then don't do it.
But
just
women
don't
like
do
the
it.
Attention. Sometimes we like the attention, right? I mean,
well, then
you
let the nigga be in your DMs.
You like the attention.
Why would you go?
He smell good when you go out. He looking nice. So then it's like, okay, I can entertain this because we're going to eat good. The vibe is going to be good. But I'm not really feeling him like that. You can also let him know that too.
And
then, you can be
under the contact.
But
you know what? See,
food.
And that's going to lead to something that I want to say too. So if you're going to go through all that stuff, then go in there with like an open mind because he might not be your first interest, but dude, like I done seen some bombshells with some funny looking individuals. And I'm just assuming that it's the personality.
Yeah.
So he might be the funny man. He might be something that, like, he might really love you, and you might really end up loving this person. So be a little bit open-minded.
And we all know.
Don't be so vain.
We all know the famous ones. We know the famous ones that beautiful and they, you know, they husband, baby daddy, or whatever, a little funny looking. And it's just like, well, what is it? Listen, I'm going to tell you right now.
That's editing out, so... Hey, look, thank y'all for watching this episode. This is episode 4 of the K and Hill podcast. K and Hill, do not disturb.
I'm already ready.
Let me find my, you know what? Shout out to the boy, Ball Hog. I'm going to let this run for a little bit. Y'all enjoy that.
Hey.
Appreciate you being here.
Happy birthday. No, I'm just playing. Bye.
Hey.
Hit the club, it's your birthday. Pull up and show you love, it's your birthday. I'ma throw you a couple dollars, it's your birthday. Shoot the shot, go and holler, it's your birthday. I know you feeling good. Ain't nobody killing vibes, wish somebody would. God bless you another year. Got you over there smiling from ear to ear. Look in the mirror, oh, you too fresh. That little boogie gotta hit him with that two-step. Hit him with the two-step. Cause every year when I come around, we gon' have a good time, yeah, it's going down. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Hey, no stressing, it's a blessing. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Hey, go crazy, it's your day.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Hey, don't hold out, it's time to show out. It's your birthday, happy birthday. It's your birthday, happy birthday.
Burt Carlisle, it's your birthday. We gon' take a little sip, it's your birthday.